Welcome to VG Buzz, your daily source for gaming news, brought to you by Element FM. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 a month at Element FM and amplify your voice. Now let's get to the news. It's an exciting week for the gaming industry, marked by sweeping technological innovations, fresh ideas for inclusivity, and a packed slate of new releases. The biggest headline this week is the announcement of NBA 2K26, which is sure to thrill basketball fans and gamers alike. For the first time, the My Team mode will feature a diverse roster blending both NBA and WNBA stars, giving players a genuinely inclusive lineup and new strategic options for building their ultimate squad. Fans have already taken to social media to celebrate what many see as a historic step toward greater representation, both in sports and in gaming. NBA 2K26's collaboration sets the tone for a broader movement in gaming, where representation isn't just a checkbox, but a driving force for creative design and community engagement. On a different note, Pokémon TCG Pocket is stirring up excitement with its Wonder Pick event, offering exclusive promo cards that'll have collectors and dedicated players alike scrambling to participate. These kinds of targeted community events help keep older titles feeling fresh and create opportunities for fans to engage on a deeper level with their favorite franchises. Meanwhile, Wizardry Variants is rolling out significant character updates, focusing on Yekaterina and Chloe, who are set to receive major skill enhancements and balance improvements. The community's response to these updates has been overwhelmingly positive, especially among players who gravitate toward high-difficulty content and value fair but rewarding gameplay adjustments. ARK Mobile is also making headlines this week with the highly anticipated launch of Genesis Part 2. This update introduces players to vast, unfamiliar biomes, teeming with new, exotic creatures, offering a revitalized challenge and a fresh world to explore. Developers have highlighted the new expansion's storytelling elements and unique resource systems, hoping to appeal to both narrative-driven players and survival enthusiasts. Marvel Contest of Champions continues its steady march, unveiling a suite of new character updates and competitive challenges that are keeping the game's loyal community energized. These updates build on the title's established formula of tactical, character-driven combat, while encouraging players to experiment with new strategies and team compositions. Over in the world of racing and motion controls, Drag X Drive has launched alongside the Switch 2, providing players with a brand new cooperative experience. At just $20, it's already being celebrated for its unique blend of competitive driving and teamwork, leveraging the Switch 2's upgraded motion sensing capabilities. Monster Hunter Wilds is upping the ante with Title Update 6, which drops challenging 9-star hunts and introduces a whole new assortment of powerful talismans. Players on PC have praised the improvements to performance, saying that the new optimizations make even the biggest monster battles feel smoother and more immersive than ever. On the esports front, an important update from Valorant: a new competitive map pool arrives with patch 11.04, shaking up strategies and injecting fresh energy into the ranked scene. The changes come after months of player feedback, reflecting Riot's ongoing commitment to balance, fairness, and an ever-evolving competitive meta. Meanwhile, longtime Overwatch fans have a limited time to try out Wuyang, a new hero debuting in Overwatch 2, which promises innovative abilities and thrilling counterplay. Early impressions are positive, especially among support mains, who say Wuyang introduces a unique playstyle that could help redefine strategies at the highest levels of play. As we celebrate these exciting developments, it's worth noting that the industry is also experiencing pivotal challenges and evolving priorities. In a major shift, PUBG has announced it will cease support for PlayStation 4 and Xbox One versions in November of 2025, marking the end of an era for one of the genre's most influential titles. Players who helped define the Battle Royale experience on these consoles will soon have to migrate to newer platforms or bid farewell to some of their favorite memories. The decision underlines broader industry trends toward phasing out support for older hardware as developers harness the capabilities of next-gen systems. Let's talk about some creative new game experiences breaking onto the scene, starting with Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles: Tactical Takedown. This Switch-exclusive title reinvents the TMNT universe as a turn-based tactical battler, offering deep strategy with all the shell-shocking action and personality fans expect from their favorite Turtles. Players have praised its engaging story mode and the ability to switch between characters mid-fight to pull off intricate combos. Iwakura Aria, also arriving on Switch, invites players to experience a narrative-driven adventure woven with mystery, interpersonal relationships, and branching storylines. With its expressive character art and evocative soundtrack, it's sure to become a sleeper hit for fans of interactive storytelling. Open-world RPG fans are keeping a close watch on Everlast: Undying Tale, scheduled for Steam release next year. Previews highlight its fluid real-time combat, detailed crafting system, and a robust day-night cycle that dynamically shapes the world and its challenges. Everlast developers emphasize that player decisions will influence the fate of kingdoms, pushing for a more personalized and consequential storytelling experience that goes beyond genre conventions. Flipping over to innovation and technology, Bandai Namco has announced an all-new game engine designed to raise the bar for graphics, tools, and creative workflows. Developers excited by early demos say the engine's seamless integration of realistic lighting, physics, and AI will empower them to build even more immersive worlds. One of the first major titles to benefit from these enhancements is the upcoming launch of Final Fantasy VII Remake Intergrade on Switch 2, where fans can expect thoroughly improved visuals and performance. Early hands-on impressions highlight sharper textures, faster load times, and subtle detail enhancements that promise to breathe new life into a beloved reimagining of gaming history. Another exciting newcomer is Curse Rounds, a fast-paced game relying on procedurally generated challenges, ensuring that every session feels unique and unpredictable. The game's blend of quick decision-making and randomized gameplay mechanics is earning kudos from the speedrunning community and those who crave constant variety in their gaming sessions. Innovations in hardware are making waves as well, with AMD's Ryzen 5 5500X 3D gaining traction for its strong gaming performance at an affordable price point. Paired with devices like the new 1X Player gaming tablet, budget-conscious gamers can now enjoy high-quality portable experiences that rival traditional desktop setups. Valve's ongoing experiments with payment and distribution protocols also hint at coming changes to how we buy and play games, though challenges remain in consolidating content across different storefronts and systems. While technological leaps are expanding gameplay possibilities, the industry is also grappling with the realities of copyright, intellectual property, and regulation. Lately, we've seen a dramatic uptick in DMCA notices, raising concerns within communities that depend on user-generated content, fan creations, and streaming. For some, stricter copyright enforcement threatens to stifle creativity and limit the collaborative culture that defines so many modern gaming ecosystems. Developers and platform holders are now navigating complex trade-offs between protecting intellectual property and supporting the participation that fuels enthusiastic fan bases. Encore, an emergent multiplayer shooter, is responding with its upcoming alpha update packed full of community-driven improvements. From new weapon balancing to enhanced tutorials and fresh gameplay modes like Token Hunt. Players say that these rapid, responsive updates have helped foster a healthier community and position the game as a rising contender in the competitive scene. On the regulatory front, the talk of potential GPU tariffs has left both gamers and hardware manufacturers on edge, with concerns that price hikes could make gaming less accessible, especially for those on a budget. Industry leaders argue that policymakers and tech companies must work together to strike a framework that encourages growth while keeping gaming within reach for all. Alongside these economic pressures, subscription models continue to reshape how we consume games, with mounting questions about their long-term impact on creative freedom and the diversity of gaming offerings. Some developers worry that the shift towards live service and subscription-based games is making it harder for single-player, narrative-driven experiences to succeed, even as players express demand for both models. The challenge, as always, is to balance profitability with the need to deliver gameplay that feels meaningful, rewarding, and genuinely fun. In a nod to nostalgia, we'd be remiss not to mention the recent end of AOL's dial-up internet service, a milestone that's prompted an outpouring of memories from early online gamers. This turning point offers a chance to reflect on how far online play has come, from the painstaking days of slow connections and chat rooms to today's seamless, globally interconnected multiplayer experiences. The communities that once gathered around those early networks laid the groundwork for the thriving ecosystems we see now, where friendships, competitions, and even careers flourish in digital playgrounds. While nostalgia sometimes paints the past through rose-colored glasses, the enduring lesson is clear. Gaming's heart has always been about connection, challenge, and shared discovery. Looking ahead, all signs point to a future shaped by inclusivity, ongoing technical innovation, and a renewed focus on valuing the creativity and voices of the gaming community itself. Even as we navigate regulatory headwinds, rapid changes in technology, and evolving economic realities, the gaming industry's foundation remains the passion and ingenuity of developers and players worldwide. As studios, publishers, and fans collaborate in shaping the next generation of experiences, keeping an eye on ethical use of generative AI and fair content distribution will be critical. The hope is that new tools make creativity more accessible rather than restricting it, ensuring that all voices and stories have the chance to be heard. At the end of the day, whether you're logging in to face down an Apex monster, competing on a virtual court, exploring vast new worlds, or just reminiscing about the glory days of dial-up, gaming is about passion, discovery, and community. Checkpoint cleared. Thanks, and catch us tomorrow in your favorite podcast app.